he was already, listen to me. Has God given you a promise? He has already prepared. If he told you, I will bless you, hold on to that promise. That promise he gave unto you is a covenant. The covenant is actually the promises that is being made unto you. And he's a covenant keeping God. And that is why he said, be anxious for nothing, child of God. Be anxious for nothing. Some of us, you can remember some years back, some people that have gone through some wilderness journey, or you have experienced wilderness. You've been in a wilderness situation. You've had a wilderness experience. In that process, at times, when you look ahead of you, the front will be very dark. Am I right? And that is why you are asking God questions. That is why you are telling him, God, but God, you have given me promises. Because you are man, you are mortal. The front might be very gloomy, might be very dark. A songwriter said, when Jesus comes, the tempter's fall is broken. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away.
He takes the gloom and fills our heart with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to save.
It is only a message of hope. He was enacting a covenant with Abraham. He was giving Abraham his promises, and he wanted to let Abraham know that I am a God that knows the end from the beginning. You see what he was telling him? He began to tell him what will happen. Abraham is saying, "Ah, God, I don't even have a child. He no get one pikin." And God is already telling him that your seed will be under captivity in a strange land. God, what will happen? I never see one. He told him, look at the stars. Can you count it? No. How can you confirm to me that this thing is true? God did not say, God did not wake up and say, bah, 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 bah. No, he's not man. God did not say, okay, I will show you now that I am God. No. He was saying, God, confirm to me. God looked at him and said, your seed will be, they will be under captivity in a strange land. That is God for you. He's looking at Abraham. While the man is talking, God is looking at 400 years from that day. 1,000, a million years from that day. And he's laughing. Say, this one, how I wish he knows what I know. The God that has given you promises knows the end. Don't be afraid. Some of us, at the beginning, you will begin to wonder what is. But when God begins to unfold it, you begin to say, oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. Forgive me, I doubted you. As he keeps unfolding it, you begin to tell him, Father, I am sorry. It is a message of hope. His promises will not fail. Don't be weary. Don't back out. Hold on to his promises. Stand firm, child of God. Hold on to it. He doesn't fail. Let's continue with that scripture. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Did you hear that? And afterward shall they come out with great substance. Did you hear that? And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Don't tell them, you go die, no worry, but in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. So, the pastor made this statement the other day. So, you understand, at times, when you are going through some certain things, God is busy waiting to use you to deal with an evil man. Do you understand? God is looking, this God, pastor made a statement, he said that is one of the things he believes that God is God. That he will be looking at somebody dealing with his child. and he will fold his hand and he will be waiting for the cup to fall. He is busy dealing with some things at the back. Don't worry. Don't worry. No matter what it is, if he truly gave you a promise and you are truly his own, just keep trusting him. If they buffet you, but you fall on the ground, don't remain there. Stand up. If poverty kick you, stand up. If anything happens, wake up and hold on to that God. If he truly gave you a promise, unless if you are not his own. If you are his own, keep moving. Just keep believing him. His covenant doesn't ever fail. It is sealed up. There is a seal, there is a signature attached to it. Just hold on to it. When he is done, if there is a power that is busy dealing with you, he permitted it. He is waiting for the cup of that power, then he will deal with that power. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did, he's still doing it today. Let's look at that scripture. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again. For the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full. And it shall come to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. Then look at what the Lord said. And in the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the river Euphrates. And when he made this statement, look at where the covenant was enacted. Chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be what? And be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will exceedingly and will multiply thee exceedingly. Did you hear that? And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, listen again. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. That is, my promises are with thee. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant. Listen again. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. He has made a covenant, all those promises, and also to thy seed. But remember, before I read verse 8, something was happening while God was making these promises to God. And that is where you come in. Listen, what I just want to establish is the promises of God in your life can never fail. Something was happening while God was making this promise to Abraham. God was not just looking at the Jews. While God was making this statement, God was seeing you in the picture. That is why he is God. When these promises, that is why you sing, Abraham, blessings are mine. Abraham, blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Afternoon, suppose they there. That songwriter was supposed to put afternoon. Abraham's blessing are mine. So that I will not be blessed only morning and evening. Afternoon, now something will come to happen. I am blessed in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. Praise the Lord. While God was making that promise to Abraham, you were in the picture. Because that promise was going to be fulfilled both physically and spiritually. While he was making that promise to his seed, because he is God, because In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made, were created by Him. And there was nothing created that was not created by Him. He said, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Bible said, the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Do you understand? In the beginning was the Word. That Word was Logos. It was an active thought. The thought of God, when it comes to God's divine agenda, God's plan for salvation, that thought was already there. And in that thought, you were in the picture. And while He was speaking Abraham to enact a covenant with Abraham, you were already in that picture. Because from the foundation of the head, He has envisioned it in His mind. And when He was speaking to Abraham in parable, Abraham has not yet understood that what He was speaking was beyond the natural. God was only using Abraham as a shadow. Isaac was a shadow. No wonder the Bible made a statement when it came to John the Baptist. He said, there is none that ever is born of any man that is greater than John the Baptist. Not even Father Abraham that was mighty. Yet, you know, the Bible made a statement. God said that I will raise a prophet unto you just like Abraham. You can imagine Abraham was a type of Christ. Do you understand? But yet, the Bible said that there is none born of women that is greater than him. But He now said, the least in the kingdom. The promises of God in your life is sure. It is sure. It is sure. The least in the kingdom is greater than he. If God could keep his covenant with Abraham, and yet when he was enacting or making those promises to Abraham, you were actually in the picture. In fact, you were the real reason why he was making that promise. Abraham was a shadow of the real thing that was meant to appear. Do you understand? Oh, thank you, Master Jesus. Child of God, listen to me. God doesn't ever fail. If he has given you a promise, hold on to it. Hold on to it, oh, hold on to it. Hold on to it. Jesus, you are who you are yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we hold on to you. What you say is what you do. Jesus, that is who you are. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end.
You're too faithful to disappoint me.
You've proven yourself. Oh,
you've proven yourself in my life. And I've come to realize you are too faithful to fail me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what the Bible said. The Bible made a statement in Galatians chapter 3. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. That should be in verse 16, if I'm not mistaken. That should be in verse 16. Go to verse 16 of Galatians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Look at, you are in the picture. I want to prove to someone that you are in the picture. Look at it. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Do you catch it now? To thy seed, which is what? Which is Christ. So when he was talking to Abraham, he had you in mind. The promises of God in your life can never fail. It can never fail, oh, it can never fail. Praise Master Jesus. He cannot fail. Hallelujah. Let's go back to that scripture. Verse 15. Let's go back to that scripture. And God said to Abraham, as for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarah, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. So you will come to understand that you were in the picture. Now I want somebody to understand that if God, surely did God fulfill that promise unto Abraham? Now I want to hear from somebody. Did he fulfill his promises unto Abraham? He fulfilled it. He fulfilled it. Hallelujah. He fulfilled his promises unto Abraham. And let's continue. Look at verse 17 of Genesis chapter 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And what did God answer? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. He began to doubt God. He began to doubt God. Do not doubt the promises of God upon thy life. Child of God, don't doubt it for any reason. When God enacted this promise unto Abraham, God had to give Abraham a promise, and God told Abraham that you would have to circumcise every male that comes forth from you. A covenant was enacted, and then circumcision was used to seal it. Was circumcision the covenant? Circumcision was not the covenant. Circumcision was a token of that covenant, of the promises that God gave unto Abraham. Apostle Paul made that statement in Romans chapter 4. Let's see verse 10. Apostle Paul likened that unto to be a seal. How was it reckoned? That's that which was given unto Abraham when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision. Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. Praise the Lord. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe. Did you hear that? Though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. No, that's verse 11. Go back to verse 11. He said, and he received the sign of circumcision. Circumcision was what? A sign. It was what? A seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised. God gave him a promise. But God told him that circumcise every male. It was that circumcision was what was binding the promise that God gave unto him. And the Bible says it is a seal. It is what? It is a seal. Praise Master Jesus. Then you will now understand why the Bible made a statement in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30. You understand why the Bible made that statement? Praise Master Jesus. The Bible made a statement in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30. He said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are what? Say it, whereby ye are what? Whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. If circumcision is likened unto a seal, and the Bible is saying that grieve not the Spirit of God whereby ye are sealed, it means that the Holy Spirit also is likened unto that circumcision. If circumcision is a token of God's promises to Abraham, and when he was talking of a seed, he was speaking of Jesus, through whom we are going to receive promises, then it means that the Holy Ghost also is a token unto the promises we have in Christ. I don't know if somebody is catching me. I have to make this point. Praise Master Jesus. If the covenant is not the circumcision, But the promise is given unto you. Circumcision is only a seal binding that covenant. The promises that God has made unto you. And Apostle Paul revelated so much, is telling you that circumcision is a seal unto, it is a sign and a seal of the covenant God made with Abraham. And the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Ghost whereby you are being sealed. It means that circumcision is likened unto a seal. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost is a seal unto us. The Holy Ghost actually is a seal. The symbol of the Holy Ghost is actually for security. It is a seal. It is God's stamp upon you. When he gives you the, when he says you are his own, the evidence that you are his own is that you are sealed. He gives you the Holy Ghost. When a child is born, when a Jew is born, the evidence, what actually God, what makes God see you as a Jew is that you are circumcised. God made it clear that if you are not circumcised, you will be cast away. Do you understand? So if God says you are his own, you have to be sealed. You have to receive the Holy Ghost. If you don't receive the Holy Ghost, you are none of his. That is why if you circumcise a child, you cannot uncircumcise that child. So also, if you receive the Holy Ghost, you cannot lose the Holy Ghost. If you can compare it. And by the covenant of circumcision, God kept his promises to the letter. So therefore, by the seal of God upon your life, God will keep his promises to the letter. The promises of God in your life are secured. Do you understand me, child of God? I want somebody to get to an estate whereby you will hold on to the promises of God, and you will know that those promises can never fail. It can never fail. Never, never, it can never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. So that is why you understand when the Bible said that for God so loved the world, as simple as it is, that he gave his only begotten son. He gave it and he said, whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but we have everlasting life. He gave it. It's a promise. He gave a promise. But if you believe in it, you will have everlasting life. And what is everlasting life? What gives you everlasting life? It is the Holy Ghost. When you receive it, it is now confirmed. And have you caught something? When one is born as a Jew, you don't choose to become a Jew. You are born. When you are born as a Jew, a time will come when you will be circumcised. Do you understand? A time will come. You are not born circumcised. A time will come when you will be circumcised on the eighth day. Right? And then the Bible made a statement in John chapter 3, in verse 5. He said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter the kingdom of God, rather. Except a man. Now, the same way that child does not choose to become a Jew, the same way you did not choose to become a member of the family of God. The Bible said that by foreknowledge, for them which he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of God. The same way, you see that everything is playing out. You were predestined to be conformed to the image of God from the foundation of the earth. And if you were predestined, the same way that child is born to become a Jew and is circumcised after he is born, when you are predestined, a time will come when you will be called, and they whom he called, those are the ones he justifies. You will go through that, you will be born. And when you come unto him, after he justifies you, what will happen? He will glorify you. Praise Master Jesus. If God will go through those processes in ensuring that his promises for you will stand. Hallelujah. If he will go through that process in ensuring that his promises for you will stand, then tell me why he will not keep his promises in your life. Praise Master Jesus. The promises of the Lord in your life will stand. And nothing ever on earth will be able to stop it. It stands. Nothing can stop it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. And you can take these scriptures down. Take these scriptures down. Let's take Hebrews chapter 8. Read it from verse 1 to the end. Take Hebrews chapter 10. Read it from 1 to 31. Don't just read for reading's sake. Study it. Praise Master Jesus. Study it. One after the other. Listen. The covenant you are into is enacted by a God that the Bible said that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. For God was made manifest in the flesh. The covenant you are into was sealed by the blood of the Lamb. And he did not just appear as an ordinary high priest. In Hebrews chapter 7, the Bible made it clear that he came after the order of Melchizedek. He was an high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Praise the Lord. The Bible says so in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 17. After the order of Melchizedek. And who did the Bible describe as Melchizedek? See Hebrews chapter 7 verse 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the most high God, who met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave 10. That is it. Now, that is Melchizedek, whom Abraham met. Go to verse 15 of that Hebrew chapter 17. That Melchizedek that Abraham met. And it is yet for far evidence, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest. Who is that another priest? Who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Verse 17, for he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He entered into the Holy of Holies with his own blood once, and you cannot fail. Promises of God cannot fail. It cannot fail. Somebody say it cannot fail. It cannot fail. Look at what the Bible admonishes us in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20. 13 verse 20 and 21. Let's see Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20 and 21. Now, it is for someone that is listening to me. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the church will say, and the church will say, and the church will say, may you hold on to the promises of God, and may you never fail, and may you never doubt, because his promises can never ever fail. It stands forever and ever. Hallelujah. And is there any promise God has made unto you? Can you just bow down your head as you talk to him? Begin to tell him, Lord, you are a God that keeps your covenant, and you are a God that keeps your promises. May you never fail.